Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Harry Lewis Jr. of the 74th Legislative District in Chester County. Representative Lewis, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to talk about some really timely things, and that is back to school. The first thing we'd like to talk about is school bus safety. Now that school buses are going to be running again and people haven't been paying attention to that for a couple of months, it's important to pay attention and make sure kids are getting there safe. Talk to us about this.
Absolutely. This is a key time for our parents and our students and also pedestrians. As students prepare to head back to class in the coming weeks, drivers must remember that they need to share the road with school buses once again. Here are a few reminders. Pennsylvania law requires motorists stop at least 10 feet away from school buses when their red lights are flashing and their stop arm is extended. Motorists following or traveling alongside a school bus must also stop until the red lights have stopped flashing and the stop arm is withdrawn. Do not proceed until all the children have reached a place of safety. Penalties for failure to obey school bus safety laws can result in a $250 fine, 5 points on a driving record, and a 60-day license suspension. Parents are reminded to ensure that their children are at the bus stop early to avoid rushing. Students should stay where the bus driver can see them while boarding or exiting the bus. Please remember to put safety first as students return to school. For more information, visit www.pendot.gov. Search for school bus safety.
And Representative Lewis, another thing that as we're getting back to school is sports teams are getting back into it. Football season is upon us. And then we have to think about concussions. It's a problem that we need to be really aware of. Talk to us about what we need to do to educate ourselves on this topic.
With football players and soccer players and athletic teams starting, and with many student athletes already back at school for all sports practices, it's a good time to remind students, parents, and coaches to be vigilant of preventing, recognizing, and managing concussions. A concussion is a type of traumatic brain injury caused by a bump, blow, or jolt to the head, or from a fall or blow to the body that causes the head and brain to move quickly back and forth. Concussions can have serious short-term and long-term impacts, especially on young people whose brains are still developing. In 2011, the Safety in Youth Sports Act signed into law in Pennsylvania requiring schools to develop return-to-play policies for student athletes with a concussion, as well as requiring related training for coaches. For more information, including approved methods of dealing with concussions, visit the Pennsylvania Department of Health website at www.health.pa.gov and search for traumatic brain injury. Most importantly, if you think your child has a concussion, seek medical attention, discuss the injury with the coach, and don't allow the student athlete to return to play without permission from a health care professional.
Representative Lewis, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Harry Lewis Jr.